This is an extra piece for contemplation from August 23rd, 2020, Reno Center Audio. The quote that is read from Baba talks about how everything in the world is a reflection of our own feelings and actions. And in this piece, Sat invites everybody to contemplate about the dilemma that this quote presents.
Whatever you hear, whatever you experience, it is all due to the reaction, reflection, and resound of your own actions and feelings.
Baba says that if someone does you something wrong, it's because you reflected that out. So it's not like your reaction to somebody's doing wrong, it's you causing it. This is where I think it's puzzling everyone. Now, what is Baba referring to when he said you? What does he mean by you? There is a place that Baba emphasized us not being the doer. And there is a quote that talks about how our action is causing everything. How do we give more understanding to this too? That in one hand, we are like a puppet as a mind and body. And the other hand, we are responsible and God is not responsible. Now, how do we give an understanding beyond these two? Because to me, if I look at it, I say, okay, if I have more faith, if I have more wisdom, if I don't do this and that, and then in the other part, one of the biggest wisdom is to realize you're not the doer. So what are we going to do now? How do we give understanding to all of that? And the way I look at it, with my own understanding of many, many years, the translation and realization I come up with is two different things, is that to the extent that we drop our thinking, our extra thinking, our imagination, the less we realize that we are that entity or the doer. And the more the mind is active, whether it's personal or universal mind is active, it appears that we are the doer. In actuality, the doing just happens. So, going back to Baba's quote, reflection, this and this and that, resound, is almost like, if you look at it in the face value, it's like you have to take responsibility of yourself. In actuality, it's telling, at least to me, let go. Let go. Let go of your reaction. Let go of not having reaction. Let go of your reflection. Let go of not having reflection. In other words, going back to that purity that we once knew very well. And in that we realize that life just happens. It's not God, or it's not I, or it's not you. It just happens, just like a night dream. This is really taking it deep. And I don't blame if any of us do not get it, but it is worth contemplating on it. That any truth that comes from Baba, we have to go deeper and deeper, not take it at face value and feel responsible to our reaction, resound, or reflection. Ask, who is this you that has reaction, resound, and reflection, who is this? And then we realize that if we wear that, if we were what we want to correct, we would be able to do it from the get-go. We would not be polluted. So this will eliminate that we are not that. By doing that, the reaction and non-reaction, everything goes away by itself. So no matter what code we bring of Baba or Most Precious, it has to point us to the fact to let be as it is and stay. There is no other remedy. We can fix ourselves the rest of our lives and still not be perfect. So what is the solution? We choose the silence over anything else. Who chooses our attention? So when the heart wants to rise and mix with the mind, we bring it down, we bring it home, we bring it home until it is hard for it to rise. And in that, everything vanished, karma vanished, destiny vanished, reaction vanished, everything in the nothingness of it will be nothing. As if you're taking a garbage piece by piece and dropping it in a garbage can. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to own it. When I say you, I mean we. So that's the bottom line is to take every wisdom to nothingness, every mistake to nothingness.